my mom asked me, she was like, what do you want? Like, y'all just be going and doing and traveling, but what's still left for you that you want? Because I thought about it for me, and I was like, okay, all mine has to do with exposure for my family.
My immediate thing, I'm talking about like the next year to 2 years, is putting myself in a position where I never have to borrow money again.
I really do want to put the masterpiece or masterclass together to help people shift their mindset.
I want another house in another country. Yeah. But I want that house because I need that to stretch the minds and the belief and the vision,
yep,
everybody else that's connected. And I want them to know, like, yo, with God, all things are possible. Yep.
Success podcast, baby.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Hey, no. Let's stop here. Yeah. Say that part again, Mar. You built the 9,000.
I built a 900 square foot. Addition
to the house
on the house, and before he was staying in probably 100 square foot little room with all four of them,
and he was on a regular.
And on a regular,
then you built.
And then he had me build this whole grand opulence Dubai.
Hey, it was. I heard somebody say heaven.
And what happened? Heaven.
And then once I built it, I spent $70,000. He stopped showing up.
And I apologize.
So two things to come in the new year.
I apologize.
One, he bought property that you didn't use. Two, you didn't protect him.
Well, didn't protect.
Well, let me say this.
Then he wanted to come and talk about me.
But let me say this. In my defense, we were supposed to come up there, and my grandfather passed. Hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you got.
Oh, bro, he had many opportunities.
I don't know. I don't know.
You
know
he picks the one.
I mean, my grandfather passed, bro. What you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you want to talk about messing something up? You messed up the natural flow of family bonding, interlocking.
Well, that's because
three things.
That's what you did.
Can't control.
Let's talk about you.
I can't control my grandfather passing,
bro. You had many opportunities though before that and after that.
Mm. It was just it wasn't. It was only a couple months ago.
Come right now. What? Come to Chicago, brother. Come back. And
April.
Oh,
I'm coming.
April 16th.
That's a long time.
That don't count.
That's a long time from now. You coming for work, bro? I'm like Candace right now. Mm. That's not a vacation.
Mm. So you know
we
what?
Working.
Maybe the kids spring break.
I think we need family therapy.
We definitely do.
Podcast family therapy.
I'm just saying, bro. I thought me and my brother, apparently not.
We have not been up there in a
long
time.
And then I got to go on the internet and I see him and Toby interlocking.
Ooh.
I see them in LA. And then, add insult
to injury.
Ouch.
I put him on Steak 48.
Yeah.
We did go to Steak
48. He sent me a picture of the menu at Steak 48 with Toby in LA.
Come on, bro.
With friends like this,
you don't need enemies.
With friends like this,
you don't need enemies. So that's who invited.
I was like, no.
That's who told Jalen. Jalen been going to Steak 48 in San Diego like it's Nick's.
McDonald's. I know how Eddie Kane Jr. felt in the Five Heartbeats with Flash. When Flash was up there singing his song.
His song.
When Flash was up there.
I haven't been the greatest friend.
Y'all ain't without me, y'all.
But I did. I really did. You know, we missed out New Year's, obviously. You know.
What does that mean, obviously?
Because my grandfather passed. So we were supposed to be up there. We had everything planned. And rest in peace to my grandfather, man. I don't know if I said it on the pod. We talk a lot and do a lot. But rest in peace to my grandfather, 92.
Come on, man. Give it up. Give it up.
You know what I mean? Definitely sad for the fam. But I think everybody pretty much would trade whatever their ticket is for a 92 piece.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? Most people. So rest in peace to him, man. Yes. You know what? Maul, you had a post maybe about, I don't know when it was, but it went crazy with the house. Mm. And, man, more people hit me up about that post. Mm. And you know, just talked about how much it inspired them. So when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, it was really twofold. One, it was kind of what we talked about a few weeks ago in terms of, you know, financially being able to, you know, do, have, and, you know, have these things for other people. And one thing I will say about Maul is, and we joking, but like, he built that house to serve people. Like, he don't even use the stuff the way, like, most people would probably think. Like, he not in the gym all day shooting baskets. Like, he really built it for the people. And so I was thinking about that because my mom asked me, she was like, yo, like, what do you want? Like, y'all just be going and doing and traveling. Like, what, but what's still left for you that you want? And I was like, that's a good question. And I thought about, you know, your post, and I'm like, I wonder if more things like, I need like another house here, or I need a bigger house here, or like, you know, just seriously, like, I never really asked y'all, like, okay, beyond, you got the house in San Diego, right? Like,
I would love Maul to have one next door. Yeah. I would come see you.
Yeah, I would come see you.
Right. We're going to stay 48 together.
Thank you.
I promise.
I appreciate it.
So I guess, you know, my question to y'all is, what do you want besides, you know what I'm saying, me to visit, you know what I'm saying, the family to visit the house? What is it that you still see for yourself tangibly? And I don't want to talk like necessarily like deep personal development talk right now, but like, what do you still like look at and go, all right, cool, I still want that? Because I thought about it for me, and I was like, okay, all mine has to do with exposure for my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was thinking like, bro, my kid's been to like almost every continent. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because we had family come in town, and we got to go to, you know, the Hawks game, and, you know, it was like a courtside situation, and I'm watching some of the family, like, you know, they was hype, and I'm like, man, this is so great. And when my kids do it, it's like, you can't really expose them to it anymore because they've done it a lot. You know what I mean? And so it's like, and they're not ungrateful, but it's like, now I think for me, it's being able to expose as many people to things that they didn't know, you know, were for them. You know what I'm saying? And so, when I was thinking, like, personally, I'm like, I don't really, y'all know I'm not into cars. I'm really not into houses and things of that nature. But, like, what is it that you still want? And I would say, like, I want to be able, like, I would love to be able to, like, take, like, 20 of my family members, like, overseas, or, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, that's, like, the next level for me, I think. But I was curious for y'all, like, tangibly, this is the next thing that I want to do. Maybe that's a little above where I'm at financially right now. Does that make sense? Like, not even, like, again, for me, it would be, like, loading up a plane of, like, 20 family members and going, like, a 10-day trip to Italy or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's high for me right now, but, like, that is my next goal, I think, is something like that. Like I said, I'm not having, like, written it down on a vision board or anything, but it would be something to that effect of, like, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about the plane tickets. Don't worry about the hotels. Don't worry about the food when we get over there. Everything's covered. Let's go.
Yeah, just to say something different, because I'm being honest with you, that's mine.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to, like, fake it. It's more exposure because I understand that that's education. That's what transformed you. Maul taught us that. But when you talk about immediate, again, we talked a couple weeks ago about me closing on these properties. My immediate thing, I'm talking about, like, the next year to 2 years, is putting myself in a position where I never have to borrow money again. Like, I'm talking about whatever investment I'm doing.
Yep.
Like, my immediate goal is that comes from the family bank and I don't have to borrow from anybody else.
Yep.
So I've been thinking about that one. But that's my, like, if you just ask some specific, Carl, next big goal that you want to accomplish, we never borrowing from no bank, Chase, nobody ever again. Like, that, the family bank is established and organized properly where anything, I'm talking, my kids in a couple years got a business idea that comes from the family bank. That's for me.
More?
Yeah, man, it's so broad, but.
But it has to be something that's like.
Yeah.
You can't do right now, you know, Maul, like, he say, like, I can
but,
do that tomorrow.
So
but, like, yeah, something that's like, dang, like, that's the next.
So, it's weird because, y'all, you know, I tell you, talked about, you know, the vision. And one, my next goal is something that might not take place for about 70 years, 70 to 100 years, but I have to live in it today in order for it to happen tomorrow type deal. And so, I've been working on it now, and it might sound crazy. And the reason why I say I got to live in it is because my goal, I won't be able to probably experience it, but I'm live. So I'm living.
But it's
got to
be
today.
Something still tangibly now on Earth.
I mean, it's something, but
like,
it doesn't.
Man, I want to do like
it doesn't excite me as much as that.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But if you're if you're just talking about the thing that's on Earth right now,
just curious.
It's been something I've been wanting to do for. Yep. I've been talking about it a couple years now, and the same way how I have Camille and I created this house of unlimited possibilities. You know, we created a house like
that. Is that the name of the house? The house of unlimited possibilities. I like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. But I mean, it literally is. And I tell people all the time, you know, like, I did this not for me. I did it for you. I've seen this already.
So funny, too, because people was hitting me up like, dang, Maul, new house. I was like, Maul had that house since 2018.
2012.
12, I'm sorry. Yeah.
2012. I didn't get social media until 2019.
Mm. Bruh. So, and y'all moved in when?
2015.
Okay, got you. So that's when people was hitting me up like, you see, Maul got it. Like, they thought you just built it, like, or just got it or renovated. I'm like, you know, Maul had that house since we met him.
I say somebody made a comment and said, a house like this you don't get from investing in real estate. I was like, what? And I said, if you don't believe, you never will.
Facts.
You don't get it from investing in real estate. What do you think this is? From what?
I'm just saying. You know? Bruh, the richest, some of the richest people we know.
That's the only way to get
it. It's
real estate.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I want to do it again, not in that fashion. I want to do it, and you know, you talk about, you know, E has inspired me to, you know, to have. I got multiple properties, but I do got two houses. I have two houses, but they kind of right by each other. But I want another house in another country.
Oh yeah,
that's the goal.
Yeah,
okay. That's the goal for this year. I want to build a house.
Okay.
Build a house.
What are you thinking?
In another, right now, the choices are Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, or Colombia.
Okay.
We might need to look at Puerto Rico, too, because I heard if we live over there 51% of the time, it lower our taxes. I don't know if that's true or not.
There's some tax stuff that Puerto Rico.
They said Jake Paul and them be living over there.
Or they set up their businesses over there.
But you got to do 51% of your time there.
But you got to be careful.
They be on it.
You got to be
on it, too. You can't
fake it. Like,
they look at your plane stuff.
You can't go buying a house in this kind of day and age. Because of that, because my man, the man that's got the pen, he can change that bed feather tomorrow.
Right.
You're like, I just paid $1 million for a house. And then, the stroke of a pen. Yeah. But I want that house because I want it for, I need it, not for me and Camille, but for my children and for other people. Nobody in my circle owns a house in another country. Mm. And I'm not talking about just a house where it's like, oh, I'm talking about a house where it's like, yo, but it's in another country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need that. I need that to stretch the minds and the belief and the vision of everybody else that's connected. Just like with the house, the only reason why I even allowed my man to do that post is because I just felt like, okay, cool. It's been some time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the thought process or what you and Camille talked about. Because, I mean, you told me you filmed it, but I didn't know you was going to put it out. But obviously, we didn't see the house a million times, but you never really showed it like that. So what was the mindset behind y'all saying, all right, cool, it's finally time we can show?
Because we believe that, you know, it goes back to, you know, previous episodes when we were talking about vision. Like, what's your gift?
Mm-hmm.
And my gift is vision. And like I said before, you know, a coconut tree produces coconut water, coconut milk, but yet it drinks water in order to produce. But it does not drink what it produces. Yeah. And so God put me and Camille in a position to bless other people. And what's so crazy is that if you look at the comments from that post, I mean, that thing went viral.
Millions
views. I'm talking about if you look at there, most of the comments is saying what? Most of
inspiring.
I believe, and most people are saying, but God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think
that video started. See, where did it start? You can't even walk in my house without seeing, with God, all things are possible.
Yep.
Literally, I didn't say in the video, E, yo, the gift, look at the, instantly, the first words out of my mouth when I was walking my man through, hey, get this on camera. With God, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. I want you to see that when you walk in the door. I want you to see that when you're walking through the place. I want you to see that in every room that you go into so that you know that this is nothing of my doing. Yeah. This is all God.
Yeah.
And so I think that I want, even with this other thing in 2026 or whatever, I want another home and I want them to know, like, yo, this is possible. Anything mm-hmm. that you see for yourself is possible. Mm-hmm. How can someone get somewhere unless they know that it exists?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you first got to know that the place that you desire to go to exists before you can go ahead and figure out a plan on how to get there. And so that's the only reason we did it, because we want people to stretch their minds. We want them. Most people won't ever get in this circle. They won't ever get that
opportunity. I want people to know that that's not easy. Like, for especially probably Camille, like, this is your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you live in your house. Yeah. And I think that that was honorable of y'all to do that and be selfless, because I know probably like most of us, we prefer to be a little private with your living space. You know what I'm saying? It's not something you necessarily just want to be. But it's funny because I told Mark, and we talked about it before on the keynote, was, how you not going to show your stuff when you said it was seeing somebody else's stuff that inspired you?
Yeah.
You said you went into that house and you went into that neighborhood and you saw that and it changed you. So it's like you feel that obligation to, you know, do that. And I said the same thing, even with my family and stuff like that. It's like, I don't necessarily want to be on the internet with my kids, but I do understand that there is a responsibility because of the gift that we've been given to show an example of what it looks like. We talked about that when me and Candace went on B. Simone podcast, but I was just like, yo, the algorithm will feed you some crazy stuff. Mm. Like, yo, y'all know me, bro. I'm on, like, X. I follow Spartans, Pistons, Lions, and, like, that's it. And I promise you, the amount of foolishness that just pops up, it's like, yo, they're trying to show you. So I was like, yo, and God was like, yo, if they're trying to show you pushing a certain image or what, you know, black men look like, or, you know, then you have to be able to show them the other side. And so I feel like, you know, for what y'all did and showing that a black family in Chicago who came from blue collar. And I just, you know, I saw the comments and I saw people hitting me, like, my phone was blowing up, like, yo. And like, I guess some people probably seen pieces maybe from, you know, if they follow us or they've been to a conference or something like that. But like to see it in that whole thing with kind of the story and MLK and everything.
I want to shout out to Maul, because again, bruh, like, I'm not trying to be funny, and CJ, you've said this before, Maul in Africa, Maul is a true historian.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, that's not like gimmick. Like, he could tell you the history of the house, who owned it, the year, all that. Like, bruh, like, that's not real estate. Like, again, please hear what I'm saying. That's not real estate. Like, that's somebody that's really a student and really enjoys life and living and doing what they're doing. So just shout out to you for that, bro. Like, you showing people exactly, man, Dr. King was a part of this legacy. Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, the next average person that bought that don't know and don't care. You get what I'm saying? You buy a house, you don't care who lived there before. Right. It's my house now. I'm going to do what I want. But just shout out to you for that, man.
Yeah. Hip hop.
That's big. Yeah, that's huge. Man, you know, for me, see, being real, if I had to one, that people wouldn't be like, oh, I heard E say that before.
Yeah.
But I really do want to put the masterpiece or master class together to help people shift their mindset. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing, Ma, I feel like, I got it, and because I don't even know how to say it, Ma, like, maybe I was, to some extent, a visionary, you know, like a visionary in terms of like a king, like wanting to help people visionary, and I could see what I needed to do and become to help shift. I wasn't necessarily tapping into that vision, boy, and so I wasn't able to give people, I was able to inspire them, but not necessarily get them step one, step two, step three, step four. You feel me? And that's what I want to be able to do. Like, I want to leave a master class, you know, or a masterpiece to shift people's mindset. Like, how did I get so close to God? And what does it require? How did my marriage get to where it is? How was I able to, with my kids, turn it around? You know what I'm saying? With, like you said, all my, especially me, because it's like, bro, I was messed up. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's like, I really did have to grow personally. Like, I had to become a better human to get where I am. And so I want to leave that masterpiece. How was I able to be in a presence like Maul and not be the average egotistical male that's competing instead of saying, how can this man compliment me? God brought him here to compliment me. Mm-hmm. So just the stuff that I was able to do to get to where I am, I just want to give it to people. Because here's the one thing about me people don't probably know, more. I am the oldest child, you know, and on my father's side, I'm the oldest male, right? Shay is the oldest. She's 6 months older than me. And I am the firstborn male in you know, in our family on that side. And while I don't mind being responsible, like when you're the oldest, that's just what it is. I don't mind being responsible, but I don't like when people don't realize you don't have to rely on me. Like, you don't need me to get to where you, like, yes, I have been a big brother, but you don't need me to get what God has for you. And that's the thing I want to, because I think, Ma, sometimes when you make it, people look at you and they do give you that unicorn title for no reason, especially me, bro. Like, I'm not trying to be funny, Ma, but like, right, it was just a time, 19, 20, I just could not read. I just couldn't comprehend. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even that dude that was smart, but was just angry. It was like I was angry and academically, like, not on that. Mm-hmm. And I look at going to school and just seeing people who take for granted, I'm the most likely to succeed, or I'm smart. And it's like, bruh, that in and of itself is a gift. That gift does not activate itself. Like, just because we're in college and everybody talking about you the one, once we, I used to tell, bro, I'm being real, Ma. I used to tell cats at Oakwood, and I know some of them thought I was being a jerk. I used to say, bro, I'm not trying to disrespect you. You the man. But once we get to Jordan Lane, don't nobody know who y'all are.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just being real, like, on campus, because everybody, he this, he that. I used to be like, bro, we got to go out there. They don't see us like y'all see each other here.
Yeah.
Like, you, just because you most likely to succeed here, Chase Bank ain't looking at you. Wells Fargo ain't looking at you. Yeah. Whoever you're competing against once you get a job, because we can't stay here forever on this campus, they not going to look at y'all like y'all looking at each other. So there's nothing wrong with the confidence y'all giving each other, but you're going to have to go fight for real, you know? And so I want to be able to, more just say, hey, this is God, and this is what and how he's used me. Go take this to build yours.
So he not going to give us a superficial answer. I just want one
I'm saying
time.
I don't have no
superficial answer. He probably already.
You know, and, I'm just saying. I hear what you said about your kids.
Yeah, but I'm saying. That. No, I'm saying. But like, I think it's important to, like, really figure out what you want and say it,
it is.
Claim it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's so funny. Yeah, no. I'm talking about, like, even, like.
You saying for you.
For you. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And listen, you're the only one I'm gonna let off the hook, because he really just wake up and he just wanna. But I'm saying the rest of us humans would like to do some stuff. Like, I'm saying,
and I want
to
do something. That's why I bought a crib in Cali. That's why I got a Rolls Royce.
You are. Well, that's
why I got a Rolls Royce.
I'm saying, what next?
I'm just saying it ain't. It might not be next for me, bro.
Enjoy what it is.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Bro, I got a whole sports bar that I have never been in.
Yeah.
Into this year.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm saying, for real, watch this. This may sound crazy to people.
So that's it. The house in Cali, the Rolls Royce, that's it.
I'm going to say this. This is what's crazy, y'all. Like, yo, if you would have sit down and ask my wife that, she want to be in Michigan. Mm. We could be anywhere in the world, bro. Eden, we got paper.
Eden lapped around to regular.
I'm just saying. Like, that's her. That's Eden got like, back she want to just... be here. Mark, we could be in Cali right now. Yeah. It ain't not stopping us from being in Cali. To his point, Didi loves the life that God called for us. And we would just want to enjoy it. So
I just thought it would be cool for the people to hear, like, y'all be human and be regular and be like, yo.
Since we started the podcast, I've been saying what I wanted. Yeah. And y'all been on the journey of seeing me actually do exactly what you said. We won New York Times bestseller. We got it. Mm-hmm. All the stuff you said, we got to stop talking about the PSG. We got it. A household name. We got it.
So, E, you don't want to be the number one motivational speaker in the world? He got it.
You don't want
a house in the mountains, in the hills?
I got it.
What about private jet?
Didi don't like that either.
They go down. I'm not trying to be funny. You talked about Miles Monroe earlier. I'm just saying it's somebody I look up to. Yeah. And so when you have somebody you look up to, die on the plane like that, it does give you reservation about.
So
if it was safer, I probably would want to do it, but it's just more, you know what I'm saying, a lot of that type of.
So I think in the other reason I was asking this question, I think it's interesting because I had to catch myself the other day, man. It was crazy. The girls, Candace and Avery, wanted to go to the mall. I don't know, Avery on this mall tip lately, she like want to go, and she like buying stuff for other people and just like, you know, Claire's and just like little jewelry Claire's, stuff, bro. Whatever.
Yeah.
So she wanted to go to the mall. We went to the mall, right? And so the girls, they're going to the Bed Bath and Beyond, or what is it, Bath and Body Works, whatever it is. Yeah, they doing that stuff. So me and Trey just.
But it's two, you name two. It's definitely
I'm
both of them.
She got the name.
So, you know, me and Trey was walking around, and we going in Foot Locker and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, look at them. I'm like, yo, I'm like, not for me. I'm like, I got shoes for days. I'm like, yo, what you think of these? And he's like, ah. And I was like, it was like some J's. And I was like, yo, you want these? He's like, nah. And I was like, and I'm always, you know what I realized? I'm always trying to get him shoes. And I'm like, the other day, he just kept saying like, nah, I don't really like it. And he was just, you know, Trey, he's very non-combative. So he just like, nah, I'm cool. And I stopped in the middle of the mall and was like, you know what, son? I apologize.
Yeah.
I was like, when I was your age,
I wanted shoes.
Shoes were everything, dog. Yeah. And my parents, we grew up blue collar. I didn't have all the J's. I had a pair of J's, right. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, I'm like, dang, here I am now. I can afford to get you.
Yeah.
And I'm really parenting from what I wanted at that age. And I'm like trying to force it on him. And he looking like, bruh, at my school, they wear dirty forces and they just call it a day. Like, ain't nobody, I'm not even on that. Like, he'd be like, you can get them. Like, I bought him some new shoes. There was like four pair of new shoes and he was still wearing his old raggedy shoes to school. And I was like, son, you got, he was like, oh, these is comfortable. So I just,
no question.
And I'm like,
he's broke in.
I'm just saying though, from where I'm from. Bruh, shoes was like, you came to school, you couldn't even walk right. You know how it goes.
Oh,
you
no
was
question.
Man, you was coming. You was
Jaylen
like, man.
Was in mine.
Bro, we would bring our shoes in a backpack.
Yeah.
And then put them on when we got into school because, you know, the weather in Michigan is so bad, you didn't even want to wear them in the snow. So you would bring them in your backpack and change them. And I'm like, but here I am trying to make him want what I wanted when I was his age. And he like, y'all, I don't want that, Dad. Like, give me some V-Bucks or something. Like, you can take that money you spending on that. Give me some V-Bucks. Let me, you know. And I'm like, yo, it's, but how many adults do that, though?
Every day.
You see what somebody else got, and you like, oh, I want that. Or you think you want that because you see somebody else with it, or somebody else is trying to make you want something that you don't even want. And I feel like you need, again, to be guided in order to make your decisions. You have to know what you want. And
you
I was just
to.
Asking superficially, kind of like, you know, what motivates you to be like, man, let's, you know, whatever. But I get what y'all saying, but I do feel like it's important for people to stop
no
and address,
question.
Like, yo, let me, and again, I'm not saying a vision board or nothing like that, but you got to know, like,
internally.
Yo, by this time.
Internally.
Like, literally. How important is it more to say, yo, I want this amount in the bank by the end of the year? Like, but people don't do that. Most people don't stop and do that. You know what I mean? To be like, yo, here's what I want this year.
So
here's what
I
want out
you?
Of my marriage. Here's what I want out of my health. What do you want?
Can I say this to you? This is what changed the game for me. Somebody came to me once more. I don't know how old I was. Probably in my 30s. Somebody came to me and was like, give me the multiples of 5. And I was like, 5, 10, 15, 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, 12. I'm like, 12, 24, 36. You know what I'm saying? 40. I was like, bro, what are you doing? It was like, all right, give me the multiples of 2. 2, 4, 6, okay, but okay. Then they might have asked me, Carl, for a number that I couldn't do.
Yeah.
And not that I couldn't do it.
17
is take
crazy.
A little more.
But it takes a little bit more time. And so they was like,
17, 34.
Right.
And that's it. I'm stuck.
51?
Right.
54. Yeah. Come on.
And so they asked me, they was like, E, why you know these?
Huh.
And I was like, because that's the ones they taught me.
Mm. Come on.
That's the ones they taught me.
Right.
It was like, absolutely, I want you to stop. And I want you to think about your own multiples that you want to do.
Ooh.
What's the multiples you want to do, E?
Ooh.
You know the ones they taught you. You spitting them jokers out.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's what they taught you. But what about your own? And I was like, you know what? I never even knew I could have my own multiple. I just needed to do the stuff that I could survive in this world. And it was like, well, if you want to get to thriving, you got to have your own multiples. And I think what he's saying
that's
is important.
Good.
And then it sounds weird coming out of me that I want to do that.
Yeah.
But, Ma, I'm telling you, since I was a kid, bruh, man, I told you, just the way people look up to, like, Bron, Jordan. Like, I looked up to X. I looked up to Martin Luther King. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw Martin Luther King, was like, yo, I want to do that. You feel me? Like, I can't explain it to people, but like, how people, whatever. So it's like, bro, I got, the lady, I had to take the Rolls Royce in to get it. Whatever. Huh. And the lady was like, yeah, it's time to get the oil change. It's been a year.
Take the roll.
I was like, all right.
So y'all don't even drive it. Why you got to change
the oil? What world do I live in? Where
and that's what I'm saying to Carl.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like I do understand the asset part of it more. Oh. Like, for me, I do understand, like, this ain't a Camaro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand that it could possibly, you know, go up in value, right? But I also understand that this is one of those things where it's like, tomorrow, if something happened, Didi could just put this online and to make the exchange. You could meet somebody literally at a store and get it dropped off, and you can get the cash.
Yeah.
Whereas, you can get cash off a certain thing, but you got to go in the bank, you got to sign something, you got to whatever. And so whatever that process is, the way I see it, Maul, is I try with my wife as much as I can to say that, of course, I want to set you up. But there are some setups I want to do where you don't have to rely on another person, right? So the car for me is one of those where it's like, it's between you and whoever come and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As long as they put that money in the bank. Where sometimes if you're going for a big, the bank got to sit down. The normal, like, we can't do that. The manager got to, and the manager ain't here today. The manager being tomorrow. And the manager trying his hardest not to sign off on it because the manager don't want to let that money go. So some things you got to bring a lawyer in. So in my brain, I think all that through. Like, yo, I want to make sure I got all of this for you, but I want to make sure there's some things where you could get this done in a day if you wanted to get done in a day. But it's one of those things where it was like, yo, I know why I got it, Maul. I told her why I got it, you know, and it was, you've been with me since I was 16. What you've done for me, I want to pick a house. I want to pick a car. Everything I get, I want it to say, this is the highest value because I see you as the highest value. Mm. So I don't want you to see this as a car. I want you to see, I know what you did in my life. So what you did is not a Yugo. Mm-hmm. It's not an escort. You feel me? It's whatever the highest thing they got, this represents you. So every time we get in it, I want you to remember. So if I pass, my kids going to remember that car, not as a car. They're going to this was a symbol that of my father saying how valuable my mom was. Wow. This house on the hill. Why did I pick that one, Ma? Didi's favorite scripture is, I would look to the hills from which cometh my help. Mm. My help coming from the Lord. So I was like, all right, we're going to get you a house then in the hills. Mm. So now
the scriptures say, look to the hills.
Yeah. I want you.
They looking down.
Right. I want you to look up. I don't even want the hill to be in your way.
They looking down. Uh-huh. They looking down from the hill.
I want you to look up, Ma.
Yeah.
You ain't even got a hill now. I want you to be. But that's her thing. And she got a song that she wants to play around that. So I had to get to a point where it's like, what am I doing for me?
Mm-hmm.
And what am I doing for the world? Here go the crazy part. If the world can get you to do all that for it, what could you do for you? If you had the energy for you, if you weren't going, I want to impress Maul, I want to impress Carl, I want to impress CJ, I want to be a Maul to be proud of me. No, if I want God to be proud of me, I already know whatever I do for God, Maul going to be proud of that. Carl going to be proud of that. C going to be proud of that. I don't know if I do for C, though, if God's going to be proud of that. Mm. And I know he want me to be proud of God, and God won't be. So it's like, if I do a God. And so for me, see, Martin Luther King literally was that person when I was a kid that all the people I was around, bro, you got to understand, I grew up, bro, it was O.J. Simpson, bro. O.J. was like, everybody talk about LeBron and Michael Jordan. Bro, he was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hertz car. He, like, when you talk about commercials, he was the first one on every single commercial, bro. But I never looked at OJ and said, I want to be like OJ. Mm. And I'm sure that was a lofty goal to go to USC to play in Buffalo, whoever. Like, that's a lofty goal. You're a kid who want to be a running back. I always saw Martin Luther King as it sent chills up my spines. And I always felt like, yo, I could do that. Mm. I could be that right there. And
what age do you feel like you knew that?
I'm probably 8-9 years old. And you
really?
Gotta. Yeah,
that early.
But it ain't early, bro. It's all they was talking about. Like, Muhammad Ali was a big figure then. Mm. OJ was a big figure. And it wasn't as many big figures.
Yeah, but I don't feel like many people was probably like, most people probably went sports, right?
I'm sure they did, but my grandma saying, would you, talk about him. I'm just saying. They was talking about, like, he was on TV. You could hear his speech. He had just died, Ma. So you got to think, I was born in 70. He got shot in the late 60s. Yeah, so he was still fresh.
Yeah.
You know, like when Pac first died or Biggie first died. So they was playing all his stuff, whatever, and I would hear his speech and be like, yo, I could do that. Like, I could do that.
You can remember being that young thinking that.
Yeah. Really? I was 8. I'm sure y'all remember 8, middle school.
No. I'm saying you remember thinking back then, like, I could do that. And so even all you went through, homelessness and all that.
I always thought I could do that. And I never wanted to be a preacher like him, and I never realized he was a preacher. I don't even want to tell my age because it's embarrassing. I thought Dr. Martin Luther King was a title, Ma.
Thought he was doing surgery?
I just thought it was a title. Like, I never saw him as a surgeon or as a PhD. I just thought it was a title. I just thought it was his name, Dr. Martin Luther King. I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a doctorate. Yeah. But no, at a very young age, like whoever, Carl, you said you had a camera in your hand when you was young before you even put two and two together. But you had a camera. How old were you?
Oh, I was maybe 9, 10.
You see what I'm saying?
My dad had just filmed something at the church, and he's like, hey, I need you over there. I was like, all right.
So
Paul used to have little bricks in his crib, and he'd build little real estate structures in his crib when he was little.
Lego. Lego.
That's like a Lego.
Yeah. Listen, man, we are going to be in Chicago.
Yeah. I'm talking about
we're gonna
home
be in Chicago.
Chi-town.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Let's go.
Cook County.
And, Cook County. We were born in the same hospital. You know that?
Come on.
Cook County Hospital.
Cook County.
And so Maul is going to be hosting us. The whole gang is gonna be there.
I'm talking about the whole gang.
Yeah. You don't want to miss this one.
I'm talking about the whole gang.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this one. Yeah. You can go to et1%.com, et1%.com. Get your tickets right now. And I said it before, but like, bring a bunch of folks. Like, this is gonna be one of them.
Yeah,
ones.
Bring your
like,
pack.
Yeah, don't just come by yourself.
Yeah, bring your pack.
I mean, Maul, you used to bring 10 people, 20, literally. 12 people.
Minimum.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And everybody VIP.
Yeah, exactly. And so make sure you get there. This the type of energy that's going to be in the building for this. I'm seeing Eek make phone calls and call folks. I'm like, oh, you got them coming? Like, I didn't even know that.
I never wanted to do it.
And I don't want
never
you to
see me call them all.
Hopefully,
ever.
I'm going to be real. If you're listening to this, hopefully the four of us have given you enough free, you know what I'm saying, content over the years to make you want to go just for the four of us.
Can I say this, though?
In the building, but we will have some incredible guests.
Don't come, because you said come. This is not the goal for y'all to come. The goal for y'all is to see if you can stay.
Yeah.
That's the goal. The goal is not to come. You could come to anybody. I want to see if you could stay. And I want to see if you could become a part of the pack.
That's good.
And I'm willing to say whoever brings the most people, I will create a VIP experience just for you.
Ooh.
So whoever brings the most people, if you bring 20 people with you, right? You bring 30 people with you, we're going to have a personal experience for you. So make sure you come.
At Maul Crib in the backyard.
I didn't say that. No, you know what we can't do?
My wife is done.
Put all of them in the little
Maul, that was it. I
square 900 sure. square foot.
Spot that you didn't
that
go
I,
to.
That CJ don't use.
Right.
We had a party in there.
Yeah, no,
don't
for
even
real, though.
Use.
Yeah, for those of you, for whoever got the most, for real, we're going to do something unique. We're going to wait to see who that is, but we're going to, you know what? I'm going to create a page on the website where people can say, yo, I'm bringing, and I don't mean they coming, but I'm gonna create something where it's like,
we
yo,
need
we
proof.
We gotta prove.
Yeah. No,
proof.
But I want to see so I can see who it is and what it's like. See, like, it might be 20 people who competing. I want to be able to see who they are. So in advance, I'll have, we got your 30 bags ready. Cause you said
and just, you know, we've been talking about it, but as we lead up to it, we have a men's session.
Yeah.
A women's session.
Yeah.
And a family session.
Yeah.
So make sure that you bring your people, because I mean, kids, whoever, everybody need to get this energy. So go to et1%.com, et1%.com.
Spelled out.
Right now. Right. Yeah. Spelled out.
Come on, y'all. Hey, today is a simple, man. Growth is the only goal. This topic that we just had was a huge one because, yes, we all got individual goals. There's stuff that we want to accomplish. But the beautiful part about it is it's who you become in the process, y'all.
Yeah.
I'll share this story real quick. When I did the Move In Past Potential Conference, I promise y'all, leading up to the conference, I can sleep past 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Bruh, 3 o'clock every morning, I'm up, reading, researching, working out, everything. By the day after the conference was done, bro, I woke up probably like 9:30 that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, what is going on? My whole body, everything was like, yo, it's what? And I was like, oh, I know what happened. That was it. Like, you accomplished it, and now you don't even know what to do. So your goal was so focused on the goal that you lost sight of that you needed to become that same person and keep waking up and keep working out. So I'm challenging everybody, like, yo, don't get caught up on any of the things that we said are your own goal. The goal is to grow, become better, become more efficient, execute at a high level, and I promise you, everything that you want is coming your way.
Everything that you need is in that next property. Mm. The promotion that you're looking for is in your next property.
Mm.
The pension that you're praying for is in your next property.
Mm.
Even that part-time job that you're going after is in your next property.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that when I first started investing in real estate, my first property brought me in more than what my paycheck. There's a lot of peas in the place right now. My first property brought me in more than what my paycheck was bringing me in.
Mm. Yeah,
I had four apartments. I was working one job. Those four units was bringing me in four paychecks, while my one job was bringing me in one paycheck. So you sitting up and you're tired. I know who you are. You're tired.
Yeah.
You're working.
Yeah.
And then you're saying, okay, not only am I going to work my 9 to 5, I'm going to get a part-time job so you can have two paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
But how many hours is that?
Yeah.
How many hours are you working? There's only so long you can keep that up.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to quit your part-time. Work your part-time, but work it with a purpose.
Yeah.
There go another P. Work your part-time with a purpose and use that
for your pillars.
I got you. I got you back. I'll be your hype man now.
Use the income that you're producing from your part-time to be your down payment on your first property. And then that money will be taking care of you on and on.
Yeah.
So like I said, your next promotion is in your property.
Man, let me tell you something. You just said something. I was like, wow, that's crazy. You and God on one accord. He said, I go to prepare
place for you. Come on. Mm. Hey.
Even in the kingdom, all you one property away.
Wow.
You one property away. You one property away, Maul. Because if you don't get that place that he prepared, you're not even going.
You should be a pastor.
In my father's house
are many bricks.
If it was not,
I know
they're
not using bricks probably, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still, you're not going to float around.
Yeah.
You're going to a place.
Yeah.
I prepared a place for you.
But you do think you're going to float kind of though, right?
I don't know, but I'm going to be in my spot though.
I don't know when I see myself up there. I don't see me just walking.
I definitely don't know.
I just like a hover maybe.
What I know for a fact is the
okay, what do you
property
when you see when you picture yourself in heaven? Honestly.
Well, they made me think.
No, I'm asking you what you see. Yeah,
they made me think I would be flying around.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what I would be doing.
No doubt.
They made me think.
I didn't really think about flying around, though.
Yeah.
Because.
You just thought about, like, walking like
because
regular.
It says streets of gold.
Yeah.
What's the point of a street?
Look at it.
If you fly.
Visual candy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Just looking at
it. Yeah. Just,
what's that one song?
I know Magic going to be there.
What's that one song?
We
I'm going to walk around heaven all day.
All day. Walk around. Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do. I just know bricks. It's definitely going to be a
me and Carl just going to be.
Yeah.
I promise you, bro. I just want to fly. I promise.
That's it. ET1%.com. ET1%.com. We're going to see you in April, dog. And it's going down, man. He got something special for you.
Oh, the whole thing is special. Because it ain't no talking. It's solutions. And you're going to walk away with something in your hand. For your marriage, for your, bruh, can I just, I just want to thank the Lord. I'm going to say this again.
Do that next episode.
I'm just saying, Ma, the reason why I want to thank the Lord is because, I'll just say this, again, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I'm sitting here, Ma, going, everything that my wife complained about or my kids saw as a challenge, my church was, people saw as a challenge, the business was a challenge, he solved it all. He fixed it all, Maul. He fixed it all. And the crazy thing is, he may ask you to get involved, but he's not asking you to carry the load.
Yeah.
You know, he might ask you to do your part. Your grandma might ask you, hey, baby, come here. Can you go grab the spoon or the whisk? Because I'm about to make this, you know, cake. But she's not asking you to go grocery shopping. She's not asking you to mix this up. She's not asking you to put it. She's just saying, can you go grab that for me? Can you put this in the trash? Can you go, grandma forgot the vanilla. Astrid, can you go grab the vanilla? It's in that container. And I'm just like, wow, God, first of all, you love me enough. Because I hear people all the time say God isn't real. I know my Redeemer lives, Ma. I know he lives, Ma. I know. I promise you, I know my Redeemer lives. And it ain't no fake stuff. I know my Redeemer lives because there's no way. I was just telling Didi, I was like, yo, Didi, you complained in 2025 about the communication boy. And now a part of your testimony is thank you. And again, Ma, I say it over and over again. I just didn't know when she first said it. I was overwhelmed. Like, God, I can't do no more. I just can't do no more. I'm not lazy. I'm not this dude that's chilling. I try, Ma. We haven't worshiped anymore. I try. You ain't got no bills to worry about. Your mom, communicate. I'm like, God, can she be for real? She literally is asking me to talk more. It's not pop. I just don't have enough. And then I wake up, Ma, and
telling E to talk more is insane.
Insane. Insane.
You know, I was thinking the same thing.
Insane.
Like, Ma, it's no way you saying E don't talk enough.
Bro, we would get in the bed, Ma, and she'll be like, okay, this is my time now. Ooh. I'm like, the morning was your time.
Yeah, yeah.
The afternoon was your time. Like, I got to work a little bit, Ma. Let me tell you something.
And you know, E, let me say something. I told y'all, E, when he going to go a million miles an hour, but when that battery wear out,
it's over.
I'm talking about, E cooked.
I'm cooked, bro.
I'm talking about in the back of the car. You can't even, I'd be like, bro, so I know
I was,
you got to be strong.
Let me say this, Ma. I'm not even tripping on the fact that God, like that me and Didi are communicating how she want to, right? I'm not even on that, Ma. I'm tripping that he did it and that he even considered that it was a problem and he was like, I got you. That's what I'm tripping on. He could have been like, girl, sit down somewhere. Man, you want too much. Eric, don't even worry about that. Like, that ain't even no, bro. He literally was like, oh, is that a concern? Ask, seek, knock. We ain't talking about real estate. We ain't talking about the church. She just want to talk more at night, Ma. That's all we talking about. And when I tell you, God,
what she want to talk about?
At that time, I had the slightest idea. And can I say this too, though?
I mean, like about like current events, y'all life, kids, marriage.
Nah, she don't want to be talking about problems and stuff like that. Just communicate. It's like whatever that day, her day, how she feeling, what's going on with her. Yeah, like that. Like she don't like to talk about kid. I'm the kid person. She like, they grown, gone. I don't even know why you care about them in the way you do. She like, they adults. I don't even know why you. No, it would be the opposite.
Sure.
But D, like, they grown. Like, why you still? Right. Jalen will call and she'll be like, this boy keep calling me. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, he get the wife.
Meanwhile, he in the middle of a speech.
Yeah.
Like, hold on, this is my son. Yeah, give me 1 second.
Yeah, so, but I'm just saying thank you. Yeah. And I, for those of you who are like, does he live? He the unseen is realer than the seen.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Jesus, you are.
Come on.
We will see y'all in Chicago.
Yeah. No, don't, nothing else.
Yeah.
I was telling nothing else. We got
maybe
one
I should
goal,
do a keynote on the unseen.
You should. That's what you
that'd
should
be fire.
Do. That's what you should do.
No, that's
because that part you haven't done yet.
Yeah.
That's the part you haven't done
yet. He did it just to me in the car.
Oh, okay. Right. Now the world needs it.
Yeah.
World,
and then maybe bring it and show them.
Yeah.
Like, because people are too preoccupied with the scene and think that it's going to change their situation.
Yeah.
And it's really not. The unseen
that's going to change
the scene.
That's biblical.
Especially now, man, with all the stuff going on. And I know, like, y'all, I know people be asking me, like, oh, y'all don't talk about. I'm like, bruh, we know what's going on in the world, bruh.
Facts.
We know ain't nobody, we not food, we not none of that. But when we come here, we have a job to do. And I think we try to stay on task. But those of y'all who get caught up in that, and I'm not mad, but yeah, you need to be around this type of energy because ain't nobody coming to save you. Let's just say that.
ain't nobody coming to save you, dog.
So anyway, love y'all, man. We out of here. We'll
see you next week.
Let's go.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to the show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.